It's time for the Money and Markets Flash Update from the team at James Investment Research. It's your daily financial briefing to help you keep more of your earnings and to make sure your investments are working harder for your family during these challenging economic times.
It's time for the James Investments Money and Markets Flash Update from James Investment Research. And with a review on the markets and much more information, our friend Neil Kraft.
Yeah, Joe, thanks for having me. We appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. How did the markets perform last week, and what's the review, what's the analysis from James Investment Research?
Yes, sir. We had a good week for the markets. Stocks were higher on the week. The Dow up 2%, the S&P up 183, the NASDAQ up 2, and the Russell 2000, those smaller stocks, up 3.26. You know, this week, the market was dealing with a number of moving pieces. Some of that upside was driven in part by a repricing around the June Fed expectations as markets cut the odds of a June rate hike by nearly 50 basis points. However, the market pricing for the December median Fed funds rate continues to hold right around 5%. And that's sort of suggesting that we shouldn't see any rate cuts by year end. The Senate has also passed the debt ceiling legislation that was on Thursday and will be signed by President Biden ahead of the June 5th, Monday, X date. There's also some support of the soft landing narrative, talking about the economy having a soft landing, following a number of positive takeaways from last week's batch of economic data. The sell side analysts also downplayed the impact of some potential headwinds, including the resumption of student loan repayments and the TGA rebuild. Data this week continued to show support for the soft landing narrative, as I mentioned before. Friday's May headline payrolls came in a little bit hotter than expected. Goldman Sachs said the report adds support for a June pause, given the mixed household survey, softness in total hours worked, and a decline in the average hourly earning growth. Thursday's ISM manufacturing missed and remained in contraction territory for a seventh straight month. However, there was a big focus on the prices paid component, which fell back below January levels. The Fed June rate hike odds came down this week after some dovish takeaways from the Fed speak. Fed Governor Jefferson on Wednesday signaled support for a June pause, though said it should not be interpreted that the peak rate has been reached for the cycle. While Philadelphia's Harker, who is one of those Fed voters, also interpreted that the peak, or said that he thinks that the Fed can skip a meeting. Both Jefferson and Harker's comments were in line with Fed Chair Powell.
This is the James Investments Money and Markets Flash Update. Neil Kraft joins us today on Real Roots Radio. Neil, what if a listener should experience a sudden wealth event? I'm sure there are a lot of considerations. Can you help us?
Well, I'd like to think they're happy.
Yes.
You know, a sudden wealth event can certainly be life-changing. And here at James Investment, we do a number of different things for our clients and prospects alike, obviously doing all 100% of our own research on the markets and the economy, managing portfolios, but also planning one's finances, doing full comprehensive wealth management. So if a sudden wealth event occurs, the first is to kind of identify what size and significance does it represent. Are we talking about a lottery winner? Is it an inheritance from a lost loved one, or potentially, you know, that next bonus at work? So figuring that out is going to help you decide how much cash to set aside. Am I going to be jumped into a big-time income tax bracket? And planning for those large expenditures in the near term is of the utmost importance. You know, sometimes the sudden wealth doesn't always present itself as a check in your bank account. And if it is illiquid, say a note, a loan, some form of real estate, or even potentially an interest in a privately held company, you know, considering how to manage those assets and potential strategies for diversification is a great thing to consider. something that we here at James Investment can certainly walk you through. If you did receive cash and it went straight to the bank, trying to make a decision on how much am I willing to invest for that long-term growth and establish a sound investment strategy. Are there any conditions that must be met to keep the new financial interests? So paying down your debts is just a great place to start. If you do have debts, if there's credit card debt, paying off balances, prioritizing those cards with those higher interest rates is again, a great place to start. Student loans, analyzing your repayment options. If you do have a mortgage, that's more of a let's consider the merits of paying it off in a lump sum or making potentially an increased monthly payment, just bumping that up a little bit. Those are sort of some of the first initial things to consider when one experiences that sudden wealth event.
This is Real Roots Radio and the Money and Markets Flash Update with our friend Neil Kraft from James Investment Research. Neil, we've spoken about considerations if we have a sudden wealth event, or maybe it's a planned wealth event, the sale of some real estate or a major asset. What are other peripheral considerations if we all of a sudden have a nice insertion of wealth?
Sure. Yeah, there's a few more things, obviously, to consider. And from a planning aspect, if you do have an idea that it could be coming, there's certainly some preparation beforehand. If you are able to control the timing and even the terms of that wealth event, reviewing your payout options and consider booking transactions strategically across several tax years is a great way that you could potentially minimize a tax liability. Depending on the size of this wealth event, your life insurance needs potentially will change as well. So putting policies in place to replace your income or eliminate debt in the event of your untimely death, reviewing how these newly acquired assets could potentially reduce those needs. And this is more of a sour topic, but if your wealth increase could expose you to lawsuits and there are tough relationships, tough dynamics, or you are in a professional industry where lawsuits are more possible or more likely, considering an additional umbrella policy could help you protect these newly acquired assets as well. When one experiences a sudden wealth event, gifting is certainly one item that's not only used to delegate some of these dollars away from your own estate, but also for those that are charitably or philanthropically inclined, it's a good time to do that. Also, if you have children or grandchildren that are looking to pursue higher education, funding their 529 accounts or a Coverdell Education Savings Account even are all great ways to kill two birds with one stone. You're helping fund their educational expenses and needs in the future, as well as gifting some of these dollars away and planning for those tax ramifications as well. Also, it's always a great time to just review and or revise, if necessary, your total estate plan. Providing this updated financial information to your attorney and plan for the possible taxation of your estate at your death and planning to do that. Lastly, Joe, is will your good fortune be publicized? If so, you may be able to protect your privacy through the entity of the payout or things like that. You might be a target for fraud or scams after this win as well. But being prepared to address requests from friends and family members if it's a more private wealth event as well. But being prepared to navigate those things is definitely something to put on your list in addition.
Always outstanding information from James Investment Research. Neil Kraft has provided valuable information and resources this week, and James has done that for decades for families, for institutions, for foundations. Neil, tell us how to get in touch with James Investment Research and why.
Yeah, well, this sudden wealth event example and things we went over today is really just one form of working with us. Obviously, it's not our primary means, but we try to specialize in helping folks just prioritize and achieve their goals no matter where they are, no matter where they're on their financial journey, and it is a journey. So from transitioning into retirement, looking at your insurance needs, your tax return, how can we do our best to try and mitigate some of that liability and plan for the future? For over 50 years, we've been in the investment planning business and economic research business, and also helping clients plan for their estate and what kind of legacy they want to leave behind to their family members and charity.
Yeah. And James has such a tradition of serving a diverse clientele, and the goal is always to empower clients to have confidence in the investments and comfort with the team from James. James Investment Research is found online very easily at jamesinvestment.com. You can reach Neil Kraft toll-free at 1-888-426-7640. Neil, thanks for all the detailed information each week on the James Investments Money and Markets Flash Update.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.
The James Investment Money and Market Flash Update is presented by James Investment Radio, a service of James Investment Research. For more information, call toll-free 888-426-7640 or go to jamesinvestment.com.